Listening Library presents Parvana's Journey by Deborah Ellis. Read for you by Meera Simhan. Chapter 1. A man Parvana didn't know gave one final pat to the dirt mounded up over her father's grave. The village mullah had already recited the janaza, the prayer for the dead. The funeral service was over. Small, sharp stones dug into Parvana's knees as she knelt at the edge of the grave and placed the large stone she had gathered around it. She put each one down, slowly. There was no reason to hurry. She had nowhere else to go. There were not enough rocks. The one she had gathered only went halfway around the rectangle of turned-up earth. "Spread them out," a man said, and he bent down to help her. They spread out the stones, but Parvana didn't like the gaps. She thought briefly about taking rocks from other graves, but that didn't seem right. She would find more rocks later. One thing Afghanistan had was plenty of rocks. "Rise yourself up now, boy," one of the men said to her. Parvana's hair was clipped short, and she wore the plain blanket shawl and shalwar kameez of a boy. "There is no point staying in the dirt."
"Leave him alone," another man said. "He is mourning for his father."
"We all have dead to mourn, but we do not have to do it in the dirt. Come on, boy, get to your feet. Be the strong son your father would be proud of."
"Go away," Parvana thought. "Go away and leave me alone with my father." But she said nothing. She allowed herself to be pulled to her feet. She brushed the dust from her knees and looked around at the graveyard.